Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, the cheerful voice on the line, has got to be our very own guest host. Hey there, Sunshine. Good morning.
Hello, Lisa. Usually I give you a little bit of a chance to ease into the week of art, but today I do not. You have to see art starting today on Monday. We kick off an intense week of art in the Northland with Resist and Protect at the Zeitgeist Center for Arts. It's an art exhibition that is, it's a group show, and it's all artists who are making work around that theme of resist and protect. And they did, Penny Perry organized a show like this at the beginning of the summer, and it was a real cathartic and community building event, and I think this one will be a similar one as well. People really took the opportunity to delve into their own lives and their own struggles and thought processes, and certainly I think this show is a similar case. There's some really interesting artists. One that was in the summer show and one that's in the fall show. He's a mask artist. His name's Brock, and he creates these large scale masks. So they're not face size. They're a little bit larger scale, which sort of gives them this real interesting intensity. And the one that he had in the earlier show had barbed wire painted on it. He paints them as well as having this, you know, the interesting face in and of itself. So I'm really excited to see what he comes up with. There's painters, there's all different mediums selected in the Resist and Protect show. And this evening there'll be a poetry reading as part of the community opening from 5 to 7 at Zeitgeist. Thursday, there are three really big openings that folks can get to. The first is Art and Poetry, Faith King. Faith is the co-owner of Pineapple Arts, but this show is going to be at the Duluth Art Institute. She got a grant to explore ekphrastic poetry. So your word of the week, Lisa, in addition to your visual art news, I'm bringing you your literary art news, and that is ekphrastic poetry.
Okay, spell it.
E-K-P-H-R-A-S-T-I-C, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm a terrible speller, so I would lose the spelling bee, but I'm almost positive that's how you spell ekphrastic.
Okay.
Poetry. And basically what it is it's based on, Faith took, she started with paintings and artwork, and then she created poems from the visual language, and then did some vice versa as well. So she created some poems from images and some images from poems. And she's included some sort of who's who in the art world of our region: Patricia Cane Lake, Joel Cooper, Sue Pavlatis, Tanya Sell, Adam Swanson, Tim White, sort of all of these really big names in our regional art landscape. And they've agreed to give their work, and then she has a poem next to them. So it's 10 works of art. And then 10 poems, and then five visual works by Faith as well. So she's crossing the line between language and visual, so which I think is the written language and the visual language, and exploring each. So that'll be really exciting to see. That's 5 to 7 at the Duluth Art Institute tonight, or on Thursday. And then also at the Duluth Art Institute is a really exciting show. Paul Lajeunesse, who is a professor at St. Scholastica, but also an incredible artist. He created a mural for the Lincoln Park neighborhood that's been a real, it sort of has kicked off some public art in that area in a really neat way. And he has partnered with the Lake Superior Woodturners as well as a sound artist. For a show that's called Laurentian. And Laurentian is our specific forest area, sort of the common name is the North Woods. And he's created a series of landscape paintings, sort of allegories for stewardship of our Laurentian forest area. And then the Lake Superior Woodturners have created from the wood, you know, actually seeing the physical trees, really interesting bowls, and then Paul's friend, who's a sound artist, has created oral artworks for you to listen to while you're looking at his paintings. So he's gotten a grant to get directional mics so that, you know, as you're looking at each individual painting, you get a different sound experience, which I think is just so smart. I mean, when we walk in the woods and you have an experience out in the woods, you're using all of your senses when you're outside. And that's sort of the point of all this new attention on outdoor education, is that you're using all the senses, and you're incorporating them. You're sort of getting all of your senses crossed and integrated. And so I'm really excited to see how Paul did that space. And then after the Duluth Art Institute, you can walk downtown to visit Tischer Photography Gallery. Ryan Tischer, for the last pop-up gallery, but this is now a permanent gallery, downtown Duluth, 5 West Superior Street. Ryan Tischer is a mostly landscape photographer, does these really large scale, and he goes all over.
Annie, we're losing you.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay, all right. Don't.
Okay, I switched. I won't move a muscle.
You sound, yes, you sound perfect where you are. Don't move or turn your head.
Don't walk and talk. Okay.
No, can't do that. Well, all right, so we got Tischer. Right, well, we have Tischer Photography Gallery, and we got landscape large scale. That's where we were.
Okay, large scale in the region.
You moved.
I didn't move. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right. Well, that's that. And then Friday at Pro Gallery, Plies with Purpose. This is, I think, the third or fourth or maybe the 10th year. Anyway, Prove Gallery has been doing an exhibition called Plies with Purpose, and it's 30 decks, so 30 decks of skateboards that they send out to artists, regional, local, and international artists create their own interpretation of skateboard decks. And then they are auctioned off that evening, and all of the proceeds go towards the Gary New Duluth skateboard park. That's sort of the idea of this exhibition. It always goes to some sort of skateboard park, and there is a new one going into Gary New Duluth that's sort of an interesting, the designer is called The Wizard, Mark Lesky. But it's really fun to see what artists come up with, because some just do, you know, the traditional paint and create designs on it in really fabulous ways. Some deconstruct the board and construct it back in interesting ways. It's sometimes when you add constraints on an artist, you come up with really interesting things. So that's this Friday, 7 to 10 at Prove Gallery. And that is your week in art.
Wow, no kidding. So the question becomes, can you ride these skateboards after they're done?
Some of them you can. Some of them you can, you know, pop some wheels on them and go. Some of them people just like to put on their wall as art, right? I mean, they are all art, but some of them have functionality in varying degrees.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you, my dear, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is a curator and an art historian and an instructor at the College of St. Scholastica. She is our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD.